This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding venue hustlers. Let's talk off-season, that time when your calendar is looking emptier than a politician's promise, and you're tempted to start slashing prices like a desperate maniac.
Hold up, stop right there. You're better than that, and your venue deserves better. This deep dive is all about strategic moves to keep your shit booked solid and your bank account fat even when everyone else is crying in their leftover champagne.
Damn right. We've got some killer intel from a seasoned wedding photographer who's seen it all and a venue marketing guru who practically wrote the damn playbook on this shit. This ain't some fluffy theory, folks. This is straight up battlefield wisdom.
First things first, you're missing a massive fucking opportunity if you're not tapping into the corporate events market.
Yeah, forget the fairy tale weddings for a sec. We're talking suits with deep pockets and a desperate need for space.
Corporate events are a goldmine. Think weekday bookings, consistent revenue, and the potential for those sweet, sweet repeat clients. Land a big company, and they might just become your annual sugar daddy.
Okay, I'm digging this corporate sugar daddy concept. But how the hell do we actually get these high rollers in the door?
You gotta play the game and play it smart. First off, corporate event planners are your walking, talking referral network. Wine and dine them, build those relationships, and watch the leads roll in. They're like the goddamn gatekeepers to a whole world of corporate cash.
All right, so we're basically bribing them with booze. Sounds like my kind of strategy.
Let's call it strategic networking, shall we? You also need to craft packages that cater to their specific needs. Top-notch AV equipment, flexible seating arrangements, catering options that don't suck, make their lives easy, and they'll keep coming back for more.
It makes sense. And don't forget about the internet, right? We need to be where these corporate bigwigs are searching.
Absolutely. You got to get your ass listed on corporate-focused directories like PeerSpace EventUp and The Vendry. It's like putting your venue on a giant billboard for the corporate world to see.
Speaking of billboards, what about hitting up local businesses directly? Those law firms, real estate agencies, finance bros, they're always throwing money at events.
Damn good point. Target them with some slick LinkedIn ads or schmooze them at those stuffy Chamber of Commerce events. Just don't be that creepy, desperate venue owner. Be cool, be confident, and let your space speak for itself.
So basically be a mix of Don Draper and a fucking ninja sneaking our way into those corporate budgets.
Exactly. And once you land those corporate gigs, watch your slow season transform into a money-making machine.
All right, so we've tackled the corporate world. But let's be real, weddings are still the bread and butter for most venues.
Yeah.
How do we make sure we're not missing out on those precious couples looking for their dream spot?
That's where directories come in. It's like the online dating scene for venues, and you got to know how to play the game.
Hold up, are we talking Tinder for venues? I'm not sure I'm ready for that level of awkwardness.
Not quite, but you get the idea. Couples are out there scouring these directories like hungry wolves. Skip the good ones, and you're basically handing those bookings to your competition. But don't waste your damn money on the duds that are just sucking you dry with fees and zero results.
Okay, spill the tea. Which directories are actually worth our time and money?
The big names like the Knot, Wedding Wire, and Zola are going to have a lot of traffic, but that also means a ton of competition. They're worth it if you're getting quality leads. But if you're just another pretty face in the crowd, you're better off focusing your energy elsewhere.
So where should we be focusing our energy?
Engaged AF's venue directory is a damn good option. It's hyper-local, which means you're targeting couples who are actually looking in your area. Plus, they're killing it with SEO, so you're more likely to pop up when couples are searching online.
SEO. For those who don't speak tech, what the hell is SEO?
SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. Basically, it's the dark art of making Google love your website so you show up higher in search results.
Gotcha. So good SEO means more eyeballs on our venue, which means more bookings.
Exactly. Now, another directory worth checking out is Here Comes the Guide. It's a bit more curated and has a luxury vibe, so it might be a better fit for high-end venues.
And what about the good old Google My Business? Can't forget about that one. You're damn right. It's free. It's essential for local searches, and you need to optimize the hell out of it. Make sure your listing has killer photos, accurate information, and keywords that will make you stand out from the crowd.
So basically, treat our directory listings like our online dating profiles, highlight our best features, use the right keywords to attract the right matches, and for God's sakes, don't be boring.
You got it. And don't underestimate the power of local blogs and publications. Getting featured in one of those can be a game changer, giving you targeted exposure to the exact couples you want to attract.
All right, so we've got the corporate game plan and the directory domination strategy down. But what about the actual venue experience? How do we make couples fall head over heels for our space before they even step foot in the door?
That, my friend, is where the magic of virtual tours comes in.
Hell yeah, virtual tours.
Yeah.
It's 2025, people.
Yeah.
If you're not offering a virtual tour, you might as well be sending couples a handwritten letter by carrier pigeon. They want to experience your space before they even think about booking a tour. And they should. A well-executed virtual tour is like digital foreplay for venues. It gets them all hot and bothered, practically begging to see the real thing in person.
Okay, I'm stealing that line. But seriously, what are the must-haves for a killer virtual tour?
Professional quality is non-negotiable.
Mm.
We're talking crystal clear images, smooth transitions, and no shaky camera work. You want couples to feel like they're gliding through your space, not getting seasick? Shout out to Epoch 360 Tours. Those guys are wizards with a camera.
Couldn't agree more. Invest in quality or don't even bother.
Yeah.
What else?
Don't be shy about showing off all your spaces. Ceremony reception, cocktail areas, even those hidden nooks and crannies that make your venue special. Couples want to see it all, and for the love of God, make it easy to find. Slap that virtual tour right on your homepage. Don't bury it like a bad review.
Oh, yes. Nothing is more frustrating than trying to find a damn virtual tour on a venue's website. It's like they're hiding it on purpose.
And here's a little pro tip. Add a human touch. Have your coordinator pop in for a quick wave or a friendly hello. It's a small detail that can make a big difference in creating a connection with potential clients.
Damn, that's good. It's like giving them a little taste of the amazing hospitality they could expect when they book your venue.
Mm.
And speaking of tech-savvy moves, here's a little hack. Slap a QR code on your flyers and brochures that links directly to your virtual tour.
Boom. Instant access, no searching required.
You know, we love to stay ahead of the curve. But let's get real for a second. We've got these stunning virtual tours, our listings are on point, and we're schmoozing with corporate bigwigs like it's nobody's business. But what about those stubborn couples who are still clinging to the idea of a Saturday wedding? How do we convince them that weekdays are the real MVP?
You got to challenge that traditional mindset and show couples that weekday weddings are not only acceptable, but fucking awesome.
I'm all about breaking tradition, but how do we sell this whole weekday wedding thing without sounding like we're desperate to fill dates?
It's all about highlighting the perks, not just the price. Instead of offering discounts, which makes you look cheap, focus on adding value. Think an extra hour of venue rental, cool lighting upgrades, a complimentary champagne toast, things that feel luxurious, not like a consolation prize for getting married on a Tuesday.
I love that. We're not giving them a discount. We're giving them an experience.
Exactly. And don't forget about destination weddings. Those couples are coming from all over. They don't give a damn what day of the week it is.
True. They're just looking for a killer party and a memorable experience. And let's be real. A weekday wedding is way more likely to deliver on that front. Less chaos, more personalized attention, and a chance to really savor the moment.
Preach. And don't be afraid to get specific with your advertising. Affordable weekday wedding packages. That's music to a budget-conscious couple's ears.
And here's an insider tip. Team up with photographers and planners who are also looking for weekday gigs. They'll become your referral superheroes, sending those weekday-loving couples straight to your doorstep.
Brilliant. It's all about building that network of badass vendors who get it.
All right, so we've covered corporate events, directories, virtual tours, and weekday weddings. What's left in our arsenal of off-season domination?
Don't forget about the importance of community events.
Community events might not translate to immediate bookings, but they're crucial for building that local love and making your venue the talk of the town. We're not just filling dates, we're building a damn reputation.
And the best part is you don't need to go over the top with these events. Keep it simple. Keep it authentic, and let your space do the talking.
What kind of events are we talking about here?
Open houses with a relaxed vibe.
Yeah.
Good music, some tasty drinks. No need to turn it into a circus. Just create an inviting atmosphere where people can mingle, explore your space, and imagine their own dream event happening there.
Love it. What about partnering with local organizations or charities?
Another fantastic idea. It's a great way to get exposure without the hassle of organizing everything yourself. Plus, you're giving back to the community, which is never a bad thing.
Karma points for everyone. Community events are all about showcasing your venue's versatility. People need to see that it's not just a wedding factory. It can be a space for art shows, holiday markets, corporate retreats, whatever the hell they can dream up.
Exactly. You're not just selling a space, you're selling an experience.
And that experience starts with building those genuine connections within your community. People want to support businesses they know and love. So get out there, mingle, show off your amazing venue, and watch those bookings roll in.
Discounts are for suckers. Oh, there are a million ways to fill your calendar without cheapening your brand or undervaluing your worth.
Damn straight. We've got a whole arsenal of strategies to conquer that off-season and make it our bitch. But before we go, we need to talk about one more thing.
The secret weapon that will take your venue to the next level.
Stay tuned, folks, because shit's about to get real.
All right, let's talk about the secret weapon that separates the successful venues from those sad sacks struggling to fill their calendars.
Shit, now you've got me all riled up. Spill the beans. What's this game-changing secret?
It's not some fancy software or a magic marketing trick. It's something far more powerful, understanding your target audience.
Okay, hold on. We've been talking about target audiences this whole time. Corporate bigwigs, workday wedding couples, community, peeps. What's so different about this secret weapon?
It's not just about knowing who they are. It's about understanding what makes them tick, what keeps them up at night, what their deepest desires are.
Ooh, getting all Freudian on us now.
Think about it. Why do couples choose a particular venue? It's not just about the pretty chandeliers or the Instagrammable backdrops. It's about the feeling they get when they walk into the space.
You're talking about vibes, right? That intangible something that makes a venue feel special, unique, like it was made for them.
Exactly. And the venues that nail those vibes are the ones that book out months in advance, even during the slow season. They're not chasing clients. They're attracting them like moths to a flame.
So how the hell do we figure out these magical vibes? Do we need to hire a psychic or something?
No need for crystal balls. It's about getting crystal clear on your venue's brand identity. What's your story? What sets you apart? What kind of experience do you want to create for your clients?
Okay, I'm starting to see where you're going with this. Mm. We need to know our shit inside and out. We can't just be another pretty barn or a generic ballroom.
Mm.
We need to have a personality, a purpose, a reason for couples to choose us over all the other options.
Damn right. And once you've nailed down your brand identity, you need to infuse it into every single aspect of your business, from your website and marketing materials to your client communication and even your staff uniforms.
Ooh, I love this. We're talking about creating a cohesive experience that screams, this is who we are, take it or leave it.
And the couples who vibe with your brand will be knocking down your door to book your space. They'll be telling their friends, raving about you on social media, basically doing your marketing for you.
So basically, we need to stop trying to be everything to everyone and start being unapologetically ourselves.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. The more specific and niche you get with your brand, the more attractive you become to the right clients. It's like that old saying, if you're marketing to everyone, you're marketing to no one.
Damn, that's good. So we need to ditch the generic bullshit and get real about who we are and what makes us special.
Think about it. If your venue is a rustic barn with a laid-back vibe, don't try to market it to couples who are dreaming of a glamorous ballroom wedding. They're not your people.
And if your venue is a sleek, modern loft space in the heart of the city, don't waste your time trying to attract couples who want a garden ceremony surrounded by wildflowers.
Right. Be true to your brand, and the right clients will find you.
Okay. I'm feeling all inspired and empowered over here. But let's get real for a second. Even with a killer brand identity and a venue that oozes those magical vibes,
yeah,
we still need to actually get couples in the door. What are some practical tips for making that happen?
First and foremost, you need to make sure your website is a goddamn masterpiece.
Right.
This is your digital storefront, the first impression most couples will have of your venue. It needs to be visually stunning, easy to navigate, and packed with all the information they need to make a decision.
We're talking high-quality photos, engaging videos, detailed floor plans, and all the essential details about pricing, availability, and amenities.
And don't forget about those calls to action. Make it crystal clear what you want couples to do next book, a tour request, a quote, follow you on social media, don't leave them hanging.
And speaking of social media, we need to be killing it on those platforms. Mm-hmm. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest. We need to be everywhere our ideal couples are hanging out.
And it's not just about posting pretty pictures. We need to be creating engaging content that tells our story, showcases our personality, and gives couples a taste of the amazing experience they can expect at our venue.
Think behind the scenes, peaks, vendor spotlights, client testimonials, even funny memes or relatable quotes that resonate with our target audience.
And don't be afraid to experiment with different formats, videos, reels, stories, live streams to keep things fresh and exciting.
Okay, so we've got our website on point, our social media game is strong, and our brand identity is so clear it could blind you. What else can we do to stand out from the crowd and attract those dream couples?
Collaborations, baby. we need to team up with other badass vendors in the wedding industry. Photographers, planners, florists, caterers, DJs, the whole shebang.
Ooh, I love this idea. It's like creating a dream team of wedding professionals who can refer clients to each other and create those unforgettable experiences that couples are craving.
Exactly. And these collaborations can take many forms, styled shoots, workshops, open houses, even just cross-promoting each other's businesses on social media.
And don't forget about the power of influencer marketing. Find those Instagram famous wedding bloggers or TikTok stars who align with your brand and have a loyal following of your ideal clients.
A well-placed influencer shout-out or a glowing review can send a flood of inquiries your way.
All right, I'm taking notes over here. We've got websites, social media collaborations, influencers. We're practically a marketing machine. But let's not forget about the good old-fashioned power of word of mouth.
You know what they say? Happy clients are your best advertising.
Damn straight. We need to go above and beyond for every single couple who books our venue. We need to make them feel like royalty, like they're the only wedding we've ever hosted.
Think personalized touches, thoughtful gestures, seamless communication, and an overall experience that exceeds their wildest expectations.
And when they're blown away by how amazing we are, they'll be telling everyone they know about our venue. It's like a never-ending chain reaction of good vibes and booked-out calendars.
And that, my friend, is the ultimate secret weapon. It's not about tricks or gimmicks. It's about creating a brand that resonates with couples, delivering an exceptional experience, and building a reputation that precedes you.
Damn, that's some sage advice. I'm feeling all fired up and ready to conquer the wedding world.
That's the spirit. Remember, you're not just renting out a space, you're creating magic. So go out there, be bold, be authentic, and watch your venue become the hottest spot in town.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about some specific strategies for making those weekday weddings irresistible to couples. All right, let's get down to brass tacks and make these weekday weddings irresistible. Because let's be real, most people still think weddings belong on a Saturday. So we got to change that mindset.
We got to shatter those outdated norms and show couples that weekday weddings are not only doable, but fucking brilliant.
I'm with you on that.
Mm-mm.
But how do we convince those Saturday-loving couples to embrace the weekday wedding revolution?
First things first, ditch the discounts. Stop devaluing your venue by slashing prices like you're desperate. It screams, we can't book shit, and attracts the wrong kind of clients.
Preach, we're not running a clearance sale here. We're offering an exclusive, elevated experience.
Instead of discounts, focus on adding value. Sweeten the deal with perks that feel luxurious and make couples feel like they're getting a steal, even if they're paying full price.
Give me some examples. I'm all ears.
Think about it. An extra hour of venue rental time so they can party their asses off without feeling rushed.
Yes, let the good times roll.
Or how about upgrading to those fancy-ass lighting packages that make the space look like a goddamn fairy tale?
Ooh, sparkly.
Maybe throw in a complimentary champagne toast or a signature cocktail hour that'll make their guests drool.
Damn, now we're talking. We're not just giving them a venue. We're giving them an experience they'll never forget.
Exactly. And don't forget about the vendors. Weekdays are a dream for photographers, planners, DJs. Everyone's more relaxed, more creative, and more likely to go above and beyond.
It's like the whole wedding industry takes a collective chill pill when it's not a Saturday. We can actually enjoy the damn party instead of running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
And that translates into a better experience for the couple, which is what it's all about.
Okay, so we've got the perks down. But how do we actually target those weekday wedding couples? They're out there, but they might not even know they want a weekday wedding yet.
We got to get specific with our marketing. Affordable weekday wedding packages. That phrase is music to a budget-conscious couple's ears. Highlight those cost savings, but don't make it sound like a cheap alternative. Emphasize the value, the flexibility, the unique perks they wouldn't get on a Saturday.
I love that. We're not selling them a bargain, we're selling them an opportunity.
And here's a little secret weapon. Target destination wedding couples. They're already traveling from all over. They don't give a damn what day of the week it is. They're just looking for a killer party and a memorable experience.
Damn straight. They're also more likely to have a longer wedding celebration, which means more potential revenue for you. They might book your venue for the whole damn week.
Bingo. Think welcome dinners, rehearsal dinners, after parties. The possibilities are endless. Weekdays are a gold mine for destination weddings.
All right, so we've covered corporate events, directories, virtual tours, and weekday weddings. Is there anything else we need to know to completely crush the off-season?
There's one final piece of the puzzle. It's not a tactic or a strategy, but a mindset shift.
Ooh, I love me some mindset shifts. Lay it on me.
Stop thinking of the off-season as a time to survive. Start thinking of it as a time to thrive.
What do you mean?
The off-season is a chance to experiment, to get creative, to try new things without the pressure of peak season madness.
It's like a research and development phase.
Exactly. Use this time to refine your offerings, develop new packages, upgrade your space, train your staff, and build relationships with other vendors.
It's like we're hitting the reset button and coming back stronger than ever for the next peak season.
And don't forget about yourself. The off-season is a chance to recharge your batteries, take some time off, and come back feeling refreshed and inspired. You can't pour from an empty cup, my friend.
Damn, that's some real talk. We're not robots. We're human beings who need to take care of ourselves if we want to run a successful business.
Exactly. So take that vacation, book that massage, spend time with your loved ones. You've earned it.
All right. Badass wedding venue hustlers. I think we've officially cracked the code to off-season domination. We've got the strategies, the mindset, the inspiration. Now go forth and make that off-season your bitch.
And remember, you're not just filling dates, you're building a legacy. So make it a damn good one.
That's a wrap, folks. Until next time, stay fierce, stay fabulous, and keep those venues booked solid.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.